We're joined by Ariel Swernoff, who is the communications and digital organizer for New York Renews, a sort of broad-based environmental justice, community, labor coalition that works on a lot of climate issues. Climate was definitely one of the things missing from the end of the session this year, but particularly a lot of people had help that was called the CCIA, sort of a polluter penalty for carbon would be enacted. So Ariel, maybe we could start off, you know, why was the CCIA important and why wasn't it enacted this year?
Sure thing, thanks for asking. So 2 years ago in 2019, the New York State Legislature passed the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, which was a modified version of a bill that the New York Renews Coalition had been pushing called the Climate and Community Protection Act. The CLCPA, New York's climate law, sets out mandates that New York State has to meet in terms of reducing our reliance on fossil fuels, investing in renewable infrastructure, and investing in frontline communities, communities of color, and working class poor communities that are hit worst and first by pollution and the climate crisis. So we passed those mandates 2 years ago, but we need to fund them. And that's what the CCIA does, the Climate and Community Investment Act. It puts a penalty on corporate polluters, on the toxic emissions that they're putting into our air, and uses that money to meet our climate goals, to invest in creating good green jobs, to invest in communities hit hardest by the climate crisis, in public transportation, in building efficiency, in fossil workers who will be impacted by this transition. So it's a really critical piece of legislation. We got close this year, but ultimately lawmakers failed to bring it to the floor for a vote. I can't speculate why lawmakers, you know, sort of act in the way that they do, but I can say that, you know, every year that we don't get this money, that we don't pass this funding, that we don't do big transformative climate legislation, there's a real human cost to that inaction, right? New Yorkers are dying from pollution, they're dying from climate change, and that's very real. And you know, we need the legislature and the governor to really walk the talk. They took a really good first step with the CLCPA, and now they need to keep moving and make sure that those mandates are funded and that they become real.
Now, Assembly Member Steve Englebright, who was the lead sponsor, chair of the Assembly Environmental Committee, lead sponsor of what became the CLCPA, you know, one of the things that he pointed out was that, you know, this bill, which would raise, about $15 billion a year, $55 a ton for carbon emissions. He said, well, I thought that would interfere with this Environmental Bond Act for $3 billion that we're trying to borrow on the ballot, not this year, but next year. And he said, I don't want to undercut the Environmental Bond Act by passing a larger carbon tax. You know, how do the groups feel about sort of that? You know, we got to do a $3 billion bond act before we can start talking about real money.
I mean, I think that, you know, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. The scale of the climate crisis is enormous and it's urgent, and we don't have time to wait, right? Science is saying that we need to be doing this now. We can't be doing this in 3 or 4 years. It needs to happen now. So, you know, the Environmental Bond Act is a great initiative. It's also not sufficient for the kind of transformative climate and climate justice investments that our state needs. We can do the Environmental Bond Act and we can do the CCIA. And we really need to be doing as much as we can, as quickly as we can to meet the needs of this moment, to meet the needs of the climate crisis. Because, you know, as I said, the consequences of inaction are dire and severe.
You know, another argument advanced by some legislators is that as part of the CLCPA, you know, they created this 3.5 year long process for Climate Action Council to develop, you know, sort of a scope and plan to guide the state. And they wanted to see, you know, where the Climate Action Council stood on the carbon tax. And I know New York Renews has been and has members on the Climate Action Council. You know, has the Climate Action Council given an indication that something like the CCIA is going to be something they're going to recommend that the state do?
I'm not sure. You know, the Climate Action Council has been doing a lot of really meaningful and thoughtful work, and particularly the council and the advisory panels to sort of come up with ways for our state to move forward on our climate and equity mandates. You know, my answer here is sort of similar to the answer that I gave to the question about the Environmental Bond Act, which is, you know, we can and we must do both simultaneously, right? The Climate Action Council has to continue its process. We're going to be moving into the place where their advisory panels are submitting recommendations. We'll be entering a period of public feedback. That's all really critical. And while we do that, we need to make sure that we're setting up ways for us to have dedicated revenue, dedicated funding to meet these climate and equity mandates, to meet and exceed them. So, you know, I think the Climate Action Council is doing a lot of really good work. And, you know, the scale of the crisis is vast. The urgency is sort of well felt by anyone who is paying attention to both sort of the scientific consensus around climate change, but also paying attention to, you know, the lived realities of communities across the state where people are suffering from asthma, from heart disease, from pollution-related illness. So we need to both respect the process of the Climate Action Council, support the process of the Climate Action Council, and advocate for, you know, true solutions, just solutions in that body, while also passing the CCIA. We have to do both.
Now, a lot of people thought that one of the best things about the CLCPA, though the governor did unfortunately weaken it at the very end, you know, was a goal of trying to get 35% to 40% of new climate funding to go to disadvantaged communities. People in the Capital District have been interested. What does that mean? Since the state is given a $200 million subsidy for an offshore wind manufacturing facility at the Port of Albany, and people would like to see, you know, $70 million go into the South End and other low-income communities. Has 2 years after this bill has passed, is there really much guidance yet about how that 35% goal for disadvantaged communities is going to play out in the real world? You know, what's the Climate Action Council said about it so far?
For sure. Yeah, the Climate Justice Working Group is another body that was constituted by the CLCPA. And that's the group that's doing the most work in terms of defining what communities we might be looking at. You know, there is some kind of vision to this, right? We're talking about communities that have been historically overburdened by pollution by climate change that overlaps significantly with communities of color and poor and working class communities because of histories of redlining, of governments and companies citing polluting infrastructure like freeways, waste transfer stations, power plants in communities of color. So I think, you know, while the Climate Action Council and the Climate Justice Working Group are still working out the like sort of precise details of this, what is sort of meant and intended by that disadvantaged community investment mandate is pretty clear, right? We're talking about folks that are disproportionately impacted by pollution, disproportionately impacted by climate change, you know, by virtue of living in flood zones and urban heat islands, and you know, working class communities, poor communities, and communities of color.
So we've been talking to Ariel Smirnoff, communications and digital organizer for New York Renews, particularly about the Climate and Community Investment Act, which did not pass this session. So in the last 30 seconds, Ariel, where does the climate groups go from here in terms of trying to get this polluter penalty carbon tax enacted?
Absolutely. You know, we made a lot of progress this year, right? We reached almost majority sponsorship in both houses of the legislature. We built power across the state. We had, you know, dozens and dozens of lobby visits and actions. And the fight just has to continue, right? The legislature let us down this year, and we can't let that happen again. So we're going to be continuing to organize, continuing to mobilize, continuing to lobby to try to get this over the finish line just as soon as we can.
We're out of time. Go to website.
NYRenews.org.
Thank you very much. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.